Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life, coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about getting to the root of your weight issues. And as you guys know, the podcast is called Manifesting Doll because I root everything in the foundational principles of manifestation. So what I mean by that, my whole value system, like the way I see the world, my whole perception of the world is that we are creating our own reality. Okay. We are in control of our destiny. We are in control also of our bodies because everything is energy. And so your body is made up of the same thing that everything that you see as matter around you. We are all made up of the same thing. And so in the same way that you can manifest a partner, you can manifest a new job, you can manifest a home, you can manifest money, you can also manifest changes to your body. And in today's episode, I'm going to be going into deeper into the manifestation principles around changing your body and how to get to the root of your weight issues. Now, typically with manifestation, I do see a lot of manifestation being about money, being about relationships. So I can understand that when I get clients, sometimes they're like, I don't understand how to apply it for weight loss. And whereas for me, what's so interesting with my life is that I started my manifestation journey with weight loss. And so I started with teachers like Louise Hay, and I started reading up about the metaphysical causes for health issues and for weight issues. And so my manifestation journey did start with weight. So for me, when I discovered that people were applying it to other things like relationships and money, I was like mind blown. I was like, how is this even possible? That doesn't make any sense. How can you control? I can get behind controlling my own body, but how do I control what happens to me in the universe? Like, this is crazy. And so it's funny because it's what you've got to understand is your perception is creating your reality. So I perceive that manifesting around my weight is just normal and I can't see it any other way. And the beauty of that is I've designed a life where I feel like nothing is happening outside of me, outside of my control. Like, I'm in full control, but not from the dieting perspective, because the dieting perspective is control but with force. And I don't feel that any longer. That's an icky feeling when I tune into that vibration. The way I've like programmed my subconscious mind to be with my weight is just an allowing. It's just like, it doesn't make sense to me that it would be any other way other than what I want. Like, my desires just get to manifest with my body and I just don't see it any other way. And it just doesn't make sense that it would be hard, or it just feels natural, right? I programmed my mind to believe this, and it took me several years to get to this level of confidence and faith and trust in this manifestation. So just like with any type of large identity shift, you are going to have to do deeper work. And with a lot of manifestation teachers and people providing content on manifestation, some of it's surface level stuff. And I'm not saying that there's not a place for that. I love that too. But I spent many, many years trying to manifest my partner, manifest love, only doing surface level techniques. And then it wasn't until I worked with love coach Catherine Danielli. She is like, she has manifestation principles integrated into her work, but she's more teaching about love and dating. But what I love about her is it's rooted in manifestation and universal law principle, right? And so I felt really confident working with her, but it was more about like inner child healing and the subconscious mind. And that's really what I resonate with, because that's what I did around my weight, was clearing the root causes. And once I cleared the root causes, because I fell in love very, very young. When I was 19 years old, I fell in love with like the first like actual big love of my life. And I was with him for 5 years. And we would talk about marriage. We would talk about children. Like, I really at one point thought like, I'm going to marry this person. But it was very tumultuous for us. Like, it wasn't a healthy relationship for me. And both of us played a role in that dynamic. And at the time, I was very much playing the victim because of codependency upbringing. I just wanted to say that it was all him and everything like that. Like, I was very immature and unaware of what was going on. And we kept breaking up and getting back together, and it just wasn't aligned. Like, we weren't aligned for each other. It wasn't meant to be. But then after that, because of that, those experiences in that relationship, I just developed a closed heart. Like, I had a closed heart for so many years, and I wasn't open to love. And the cause of the closed heart wasn't gonna be solved by just feeling the feelings of manifesting my partner, like on a surface level. Like, I could script all day long and I wasn't going to manifest a partner, because I needed to do deeper healing work to open my closed heart again. And I got to the point where I eventually manifested a partner. And like, a lot of the time at that point, I would really like have a lot of anxiety about my age. You know, by at one point I was like 28 years old and I hadn't had a relationship since. I had like little situationships, but I hadn't had a relationship for so many years, like 4 years. And then I got into a relationship that went for like a year and a half, but that was not aligned at all. I didn't feel that the love was reciprocated. It felt like emotional unavailability. He wasn't sure about me, and he was like, maybe I'm stringing you along. And that was heartbreaking to hear after a year and a half together, that he might be stringing me along. And so we broke up, we got back together, broke up again. I tried to do some more deep inner healing, and then I found like more manifestation work, and I started to, because I was pretty much 30 by this point, I realized like, and it helped me so much to work with a coach called Gianna Rackham. And then that's how I found Genevieve Rackham, her sister, who's a money coach. I found the twins, and they really helped me to see how my belief systems, like working with Gianna, that helped me kind of linked together. And it was this one session that I had with Gianna where she was like, your belief is that there's no men out there because everyone's taken, because you're 30 years old, everyone's taken. And then once that shifted, like somebody, a new person came through. And so, but then it still wasn't aligned, because I was trying to run away from the toxic kind of typical man I would go for. And I thought I'd do like bypass. I was essentially spiritually bypassing. And this has nothing to do with Gianna. Like, I only had like a short amount of time with her. I didn't go deep enough in with her. But what I realized was I had to get to the root of my stuff. And I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense, because I had to do this with my weight stuff. Like, I went on so many diets and I went through so many coaches trying to lose weight and trying to, like, somebody teach me how to do it. Like, somebody give me the answers. And I just, in the end, I really focused on connecting with myself and my emotions and the work that I, and shifting my identity, like the work that I teach you how to do in my course Emerge. So I really did that deep inner healing work. And then I was like, of course, like I had done some inner healing work with relationship stuff, but like it's just so clicked once I worked with a coach, Catherine, around this. So anyway, the point of me sharing those stories with you is really that manifestation to me is always going to be about your subconscious mind and nervous system and like the somatic, because it's all one, right? Body is the subconscious mind. And so when it comes to weight loss, I said this in my Instagram that there's just no type of diet you can choose to go on that will make up for a subconscious mind that's not in alignment with that weight loss. Like there's not enough action in the world that can make up for when your nervous system doesn't feel safe to do something or to have something. So if I don't feel safe in having a relationship and having falling in love because of beliefs from childhood and all of that kind of thing, like there's nothing in the world that I can do. I was dating so much. I was on the dating apps. I was doing so many things that I thought I should be doing to fall in love. But my nervous system was like, it's not safe. It's not safe. And I didn't even understand. I wasn't even conscious of that until I worked with a coach and they pointed it out to me, all the ways in which I was so unaware. And that's the beauty of this work. And of course, like I've done it around everything I've worked on because of the work that I did, the vibrational work, the energy work that I did with my weight. As soon as I started doing it with money and with relationships, like it all just clicks. And I'm not saying I don't have trouble, but when I'm having trouble or when like things go off track, it's always because I haven't been connected to my body. I haven't been connected to my emotions and I haven't been doing the energy work. It simply comes down to that. And what's interesting, if I don't do the energy work, because I get too 3D, like I go into the human world and I socialize with people who, like, the undercurrent of society is that you're too sensitive if you're connected to your emotions and that's bad. Like you have to think positive, but it's not, it's a bypassing thing. Like it's a numbing kind of a vibration of like, oh, don't cry, or just be happy. Oh, you're too sensitive. Like that's the undercurrent sometimes of society. Like not deliberately, people don't do that deliberately, but it's just unaware, like that we've been taught that from a young age and these little unconscious messaging that govern us. And so when I get in touch with myself and I start working through the emotions and I get in touch with the field of creation, like the vortex, the quantum field, right? When I get in touch with that, then I'm just like, holy shit, like I feel so different. And sometimes when I contract and I'm not paying attention and these things can get momentum, I can go back into old patterns and then old health issues come up, like IBS, back pain, and all of this, like all these issues start coming up because that's my old conditioning, that's my old programming. And, you know, with Dr. Joe Dispenza, he talks about your gene expression and how your thoughts influencing your gene expression. And so that's really what happens to me. And then it's just honestly, like, it's just an invitation to come back home. Like, it's just your invitation when you have something going on for you and you feel like your you have no control over your body. You get to come back home. And I want to teach you my purpose, that my intention for you is that you come home and that I help you come home to your body and you build an incredible relationship with your body where you trust yourself and you trust your body and you trust your hunger and you trust your ability to control your weight. And not from a place of ego, from fear. A lot of people, when we say control weight, it's coming with from the vibration of fear. And that's what I want to help people change. Because even when I look, like I spoke about that episode with the health staff and blood sugar and stuff like that. And what's interesting, watching Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he shared a study where, because I talked about blood sugar, and he shared a study. There's a study that I looked up and it says laughter regulates gene expression in patients with type 2 diabetes. And in the abstract, I'm just reading it out, it says background, positive emotions influence endocrinological, I'm bad at pronouncing words, so forgive me, endocrinological, which is so bizarre because I have a health degree. So I should be able to pronounce words, and immunological response. This study examined the effect of laughter as an expression of positive emotion in terms of gene expression changes. And so I'm not going to read out the whole study, but I'll just read out conclusions. We demonstrated that laughter, which is an expression of positive emotion, is linked to gene expression, right? So obviously then it goes on to explain that like it does not allow like more focus study is needed basically. And the thing is like it's saying more focus study is required to look deeper into the association between physical condition and positive emotion, okay? So a lot of studies like that, like our body of knowledge in science is still growing and it's always ever changing and evolving. So, you know, up until quite recently, we thought that the brain was hardwired and that you couldn't change the brain with neuroplasticity, right? And that's now so known that you can change the brain at any age and that it is not hardwired. And so if when I was born, in 1986, at that time, they believed that the brain was hardwired, whereas now, here in 2024, it's really known that you change the brain. The brain is always changing. So we have to understand that in 20 years' time, the science is going to be so different to what it is now. And it's important to open ourselves up to these possibilities that science is pointing to and keeps pointing to and keeps pointing to, that the mind and body is integrated. It's one. We're not separate from our emotions. Our emotions are influencing our physiology, okay? And that's really important for this work, for me to show you that, okay? Because a lot of people have anxiety with food because they put food and diet on a pedestal. And I'm not saying not to focus on your diet, but I am saying to focus and come back to your emotions and your body and your beliefs, and that there's more to weight issues than knowledge on diets. If nutritional knowledge was the main determinant of weight loss, then we should all be, then obesity should be going down, because actually education and nutritional education has gone up, and in fact obesity has also gone up, okay? So if it was just about nutritional knowledge, we would be in a very different situation. But there's links, you'll see them in my Instagram highlights. I share some studies on the links between childhood trauma and obesity, okay? So what I want you to take from that is that your emotions are linked to your weight, okay? And through the work of Joe Dispenza as well, I've been able to because I knew this before, but now it's so wonderful to have scientists that are showing that this is actually true, that your thoughts influence your hormones, your thoughts influence your gene expression and blood sugar and all of that. And that study, like I said, is just, I want you to open up to this because it's super important. Now, of course, a disclaimer, like this is not medical advice. It's not a replacement for any advice that you would get from a medical professional. So just that note there. But my intention for you here is that you are able to connect with the idea. My intention for you today is that you connect to the idea that you are not born with weight issues, that perhaps, I mean, I believe in past lives, and also understanding that before birth, when you're in the womb, you can also experience, you can have memories that are stored in your subconscious, or you can experience life via your mother when you're in the womb. And so if she has particular strong emotions, that can already be a part of your conditioning before you're even born, as to whether or not you perceive the world to be a safe place. And so all of this, when I say you weren't born with a weight issue, I just want to mention that in the womb stuff can happen. And so, but when you say you're not born with a weight issue, yeah, what I'm talking about specifically is what Joe Dispenza says, is that we're not born with, there's such a small percentage of people who are born with disease. And this idea that genes cause disease or obesity, like it's about gene expression, because the study of epigenetics shows us that genes are, it's the environment influences genes. Our thoughts influence our gene expression. So when it comes to your weight, my intention for you is that you tap into a paradigm where you're not inherently, like your weight issue is, you're not born with it, right? You're inherently worthy of your desires, first of all. So if you have a desire to lose weight, by all means, I'm not telling you have to lose weight. If you're here on a weight loss podcast, I assume you want to lose weight. My thing for you is that you come home to yourself and your autonomy, and you get to decide that if you want to lose weight, that you have permission to want that, right? You're allowed to want that. And if you do want it, and you do it from the place of your higher self, and you do it from a place of deep connection, you can absolutely manifest more than just weight loss. What I want for you is a healthy body image, an integrated connection where you trust yourself, where intuitive eating actually works for you. Because it's one thing, you know, I want you to practice intuitive eating. I want you to practice mindful eating. But in order for you to be able to lose weight, we've got to look at belief systems, and we've got to look at why your body would want or feel safer in holding on to this weight. Okay. So there's always a good reason why we would hold on to weight out of like self-protection, or like it just seems safer for your subconscious to have the weight. That's usually why it's there. But I am very unique in the way I see things with clients, and they're like super grateful when, you know, just mind blown. Like as you can listen to past episodes and hear some people talk, but I've worked with therapists, I've worked with like medical professionals, and they're blown away with the breakthroughs that they have, and just their ability to then experience easy weight loss is mind-blowing. And that's my intention for everyone, is to tap into these possibilities that I've tapped into, and I just want everyone to experience this type of life. Everyone deserves to experience this type of life, because your desires inevitable. Like, your desires are always inevitable. God puts desires in your heart for them to manifest, for you to then work through the root causes and work through this. So you weren't born with a weight issue, yeah? So the weight issue came secondary to something else. So think about when your weight issue actually started, and that gives you clues around the root cause, okay? So everyone's got different experiences, okay? Sometimes people will be like, I don't have any memory of not having a weight issue. Then the root cause is something that's happening, like I said, in the womb or at a really young age, okay? But for some other people, the weight issue came later on, you know, like maybe teenage years, or perhaps 8 years old, or perhaps 5 years old. Okay. So understanding the root cause of your weight issue means really going back to, hey, when did this start? And that's what I did as well. I start to learn more about where did this start? Why did this start? Because the weight issue becomes secondary to some other issue. Okay. And the weight is a symptom of something deeper. And so I help my clients shift those deeper things. And that's why when we then have clarity and when we then shift our limiting beliefs and our emotions, everything aligns. And in that alignment, weight loss is experienced very differently. When you have to use force against resistance, that's exhausting. And so if you feel exhausted right now at the thought of losing weight, I promise you it's because of resistance, and I can help you clear that. And you don't have to move forward with this exhaustion with weight loss. And your process of working through that sometimes means healing more. Most of the time, it's about healing your relationship to food and your weight. That's going to be part of it. Manifesting anything requires healing your relationship to the thing that you're manifesting always. And there's going to be generalized, how we do one thing is how we do everything. And so my patterns overlap most definitely. And I can help you. I end up helping clients with all sorts of things because it's all interlinked. And so, yeah, I just invite you to consider this perspective, right? At that you weren't born with a weight issue, and that when you see things differently and you do this inner work, you can just experience a completely different reality that doesn't require dieting. And I'm not saying that there weren't aspects of dieting that I incorporated in the beginning to help me get my energy behind it. I think that you've got to work with your current level of subconscious beliefs in order to manifest something. So like, if I can't get my energy behind, I was 35 and single. I couldn't get my energy behind not putting myself out there and dating. I spent so many years in my 20s hiding from dating and not meeting anyone. I couldn't get my energy behind somebody just like meeting somebody through my friendship circles. I just couldn't get my energy behind that happening. And I met Robbie through the online apps, and I just knew that was going to happen because it was the only place I could get my energy behind. And it was too much energy to try and change that. And so it was just the path of least resistance for me. And so same with, it's kind of like people will teach you to manifest money. And sure, like some amounts of money can show up in magical ways. Absolutely they can. But if you're like, most of the time, people teaching on money and have said, wow, like I manifested so much money from zero money, they've built businesses where they're manifesting that money through their business or some other means. And so they're still creating through these these setups that help them get behind the believability of the vessel that money comes through. And I've gotten myself to a place with my body where I don't really, I can just switch it on, the energy, and I can manifest whatever I want with my body simply through energy, because I know that my action follows my energy always. And I'm just in that, I've done that many years of work around this. Like, it's been like 14 years of doing subconscious work around my body. Like, I can just switch it on and I can, I don't actually switch it off in the sense of when you're embodied in something, like, you don't have to think about it. I just don't have to think about it. My weight stays the same. I don't have to think about it. Everything's just aligned. I just eat whatever I want. But it's deeper than that. When I say it, there's a lot that goes into that. Okay, there's a lot that went into that, I mean, in order for me to embody that. And it's an energetic thing. I can feel it in my energy. I can feel the potential of going into an old energy. And I'm just like, I'm not available for that. Absolutely not. I'm not available for that. And I can teach you how. I teach my clients this. There's aspects of this that I teach in Emerge, with the identity shifting and the vibrational shifting. Okay. So, you know, if you get deeper into my work, you can learn this too. You can implement this too. But it's really when you integrate it in that way, like, and you can get your energy behind something, it gets easier. But in the beginning, it's almost 10 years ago now where I hit that breaking point and I was like, no more of these strict diets. Like, I'm going to do something different. And then I had inspired action. I did pray to God. I prayed to God. I was like, please, God, I know all this stuff about the emotions. I know so much about my belief systems, but I'm not embodied. I'm not implementing it. God help me. And so that's when things started shifting for me and I started to implement. I think I just had my enough is enough moment. I had been learning about eating psychology for 5 years. I knew so much. I just wasn't embodying it. And I was like, enough is enough. I'm going to change my identity. And that was the last time I ever lost weight. And in the beginning, I did follow some dieting kind of stuff, but I chose to do it in a different way. It was not through force or control or like willpower, in the sense of when we see willpower as like discarding your body, like abandoning yourself. Like, I didn't abandon my body. I stayed connected to it and I listened to it and I teach my clients this, how to like use that as your guidance and respect and honor it. And it's when you respect and honor it that it just feels so different. It just feels so different. And if you have to do certain things to get your energy behind it, that's fine. But you can get to a point where you don't need anything outside of you to maintain your weight. It's just something that's embodied. It's something that the actions and choices come from the beliefs, and then that's it. That's all it is. It's like set and forget. Do you know how much freedom there is? How much freedom I feel in not having to think about weight, to not have to overthink my food decisions and not feel bogged down. Do you know how much mental energy that I used to spend on dieting? Like, what a waste of energy, honestly. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a value system around health, but do it from a place of reprogramming your subconscious. Like, spend that energy on something that's more permanent, something that's more guaranteed, something that's actually helping you on so many levels. Like I said, your health and gene expression and hormones and everything are impacted by the thoughts that we think. And so start there. Start there. That's my intention for you, is that you start there. And I guess because some people may say, okay, I do start there, but they're just not conscious of the frequencies. And so I invite you, I am still doing one-on-one coaching at this time. I think I've announced several times that in the coming years, I won't be doing one-on-one coaching to this capacity. The investment won't be this investment. It'll be much, much more. So I invite you to come work with me one-on-one. I love working one-on-one with clients. I give so much to my clients. Our sessions are like 1.5 hours to 2 hours long, like on a weekly basis. Like I Voxer my clients all the time. They Voxer me as much as needed. It's such a close container and I have so much fun with that, supporting my clients through this deeper energy work. And I love doing this. So if you want to get to the root of your weight issues, you want to do the energy work, you want some help around that to get conscious of these frequencies that you might not be aware of, reach out to me on Instagram at nodietbabe. Send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. The rates, for now, I've decided to keep the 2023 rates. Like I said, they will be going up. So get in while you can. But it's an investment. It's an investment for your future. Like I invest this much in coaches all the time. So I'm just a person who invests in themselves and it's a priority for me. And everyone's on their own journey. Like I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with either what you choose to do, but I just want you to feel that energy. If it feels right for you, I'm calling in some clients that is of the highest good for all. And so if you get that nudge, if that's you, reach out to me at No Diet Babe. I can't wait to completely change your life for the better and for you to experience ease with your weight and a whole different reality. I'm excited for us to get started. So let me know. Anyway, you guys, also, yes, like if you're not ready for private coaching, if that's just not available to you at this time, by all means, like just do, you're welcome to join my course Emerge. It's a much different level of investment and there's a payment plan. And so I invite you to do that work. It's just going to take you so much deeper than this podcast can. There's only so much I can share. It also, this is how I make a living. This pays my bills. So of course the deeper work is in my courses. All right, you guys, I love you. I will see you in the next episode. Send me a DM on Instagram if you really resonate with this episode. Share it with a friend if they're also into manifestation but haven't applied it to weight loss. I'd really appreciate you sharing this work. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.